Oversized Christmas cards are a tradition in many communities. This year, art students in local schools have the chance to design and decorate their own cards and have them displayed on the streets of Monroe. Joining me to talk about the project is ULM Assistant Professor of Art, Brooke Foy. Brooke, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about this project, because this takes the idea of a yard Christmas card and kind of blows it up all together. It's going to be fun, though.
It does. We're all very familiar with the idea of Christmas cards. You see them in other people's yards, and you see them throughout the community where city people have made them. This is specifically designed for our artist, our young artist, whether they be middle school or high school, and we actually have one elementary participating as well. We want to invite these schools to make these beautiful art Christmas cards, and then it's a competition, the whole thing. So all the schools do their best, they work really hard on these, and then we're gonna install them throughout the community and really just brighten up things for a little while.
All right, so where are we right now? The students have been working on this for about a month.
They have.
It's about time for you to get a chance to see them.
It is. They've had them for about 3 weeks. They'll get to keep them until December 1st, which is when we collect them. We will install them very quickly over the weekend, and then they'll stay up the entire month of December.
So let's talk about how the schools got involved to begin with, because there's a grant from the Convention and Visitors Bureau that helps fund the project.
There is. This project is the brainchild of the Monroe Renaissance, which I sit on the board for that. Partnering with the University of Louisiana's art program here, we're really coming together and we're reaching out to all the schools. We're always reaching out to these high schools for recruitment and things like that. So we have quite a great relationship with many of the instructors. And this is just one more way for us to say, hey, we want to see what your kids are doing. We want your kids to engage with the university. And we want to give back to them as well. So we're going to... We've given them some supplies for money. We've given them the material to make their Christmas card on. And then on December 4th, when we have the big party, the reception or the award ceremony, we're going to give them more money.
So there are cash prizes for the schools that will go to those art programs.
There are. We figure for art programs in our community, cash is going to be the best thing because they can go back and get all the supplies their kids need.
So we're talking about a 4x3 foot canvas,
that's right.
Essentially. And
that's right.
Sky's the limit?
Yes. It's a piece of plywood that we've prepared for them, and they can actually alter the card. They can make it three-dimensional, they can cut edges on them, or they can leave them just like they are. They can stand them vertical, or they can use them horizontal. We want them to have an opportunity to be creative. So they might attach lights to them. They may attach moving parts. I have no idea what they're going to do.
We'll be excited to find out. So
I will.
How does this interface really with the community? You've got all of these students involved. You've got these local art teachers involved. What do you hope this will grow into?
Well, much like many of the other projects that I enjoy being a part of, the more people we can connect with the arts, the more people we can talk about how we have a really great group of young artists, emerging artists, and professional artists in our community, the more we all interact together and do things together, the more we show our community how beautiful we really are. So by being able to engage with the students, we're recruiting them for ULM. We're showing them that here at ULM, we have a really thriving program. We would love to have them in the future. We're going to get to know you. Just this interactive bit where we're engaging and then revitalizing at the same time.
The Christmas cards go on display December the 4th. Brooke Foy is my guest. She's an assistant professor of art at the University of Louisiana Monroe. Brooke, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.